Wow. Snoop Dogg apologized. My God. Okay. Apology didn't make sense because he had nothing to apologize for. Number one, in my opinion, he had nothing to apologize for. He was just expressing what a lot of people were expressing after Gail, the interview with Lisa Leslie. And Lisa Leslie stayed on code, and Gail King is a sellout, but that's something we already knew. But you see how she, played the system, okay? The system of women. That doesn't make men trust women at all. When the fact that, and you're not even a celebrity like Snoop Dogg, but you just a regular person, and you disagree with a female, all of a sudden, they're trying to take your life away from you. Even though she's wrong, but they didn't like how you responded or how this happened or how that happened. But that's not any kind of thing to be proud of. A lot of women are going to be proud of that. That's not anything to be proud of. That you counsel people out and you do all this. The hoe was disrespectful. She was molding disrespectful. She was outright just, and then they try to say, well, Gail's a victim of misogyny and violence. What? And I'll tell you the facts. The fact is that men are more likely to have violence committed upon them than a woman. It's just like in Hell in Harlem. Go back in the 70s and look that up, where Fred Williamson says, you're the safest woman on the street. Nobody's going to lift a hair on your head. And that's true in some instances. That is true. It's more than likely than it is not. Somebody's more likely to hurt me or somebody else or Snoop Dogg for what he said against the woman. Okay. I didn't feel like it was misogynistic. He was just saying that was real. That was real. Okay. You expect to be respected and after you've disrespected a dead man. Okay. Somebody that can't fight for himself, and you disrespected his family for bringing it up. You disrespected his wife. You disrespected everybody. It doesn't make sense. But Oprah, that's why there's a lot of and another thing. Okay, to clarify. Okay, because a lot of people don't get this, especially a lot of women. Okay, a lot of black women. We're supposed to protect black women, but we cannot protect you from white supremacy if you're involved in white supremacy. If you are part of white supremacy, I'm not going to protect you. No sensible black man, no real black man is going to protect you. Okay? That's just true. If you know that CBS This Morning is doing an interview and they're going to ask a ridiculous question like that when the man just died, tragically, you should be able to see that coming. To tell them, hey, I'm not saying it. No, she went through it. You can't hold journalistic integrity because of that. You can't. It's a dumb question. Okay, if they were doing a documentary about his life or a movie about that and they mentioned that and whatever. But, I mean, you got to have all the facts. As I keep saying, that the hoe had 7 different semens in her panties, and she was mentally incompetent. She had mental issues, basically. And she ran away after they found 7 semens. Like, Your Honor, I have the 7 semens, and she was out of there. That's what happened. I mean, that's what happened. And now, I now, since Snoop Dogg apologizes and whatnot, I guess that everybody's going to come out the bush saying that Kobe Bryant raped them, just like they did Michael Jackson, even though you could ask anybody that was a kid at that time in 1993, that none of that stuff happened. In 2000s, there's kids that are grown. None of that stuff happened. But Oprah and Gail, they full of it. They are full of white supremacy. They feed off of white men. They do not like black men. I am not protecting no dog-headed white supremacists. I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. If they want to bash her, they want to attack her, they want to do whatever, she is exempt from the culture. She is tossed overboard. She's tossed herself overboard. So, I mean, no. It's just like Steve Harvey, after he makes his comments to Monique, he goes to Africa. The same to clean it up. That's what these coons do. This is what these sellouts do. That's exactly what they do. As soon as that junk happened, Snoop Dogg threatened me. I'm fearing for my life. Snoop Dogg wasn't saying it like that. I never took it like that. Coming for you, that could mean a lot of things. We come for you in the media. We come for you on the TV show. We come for you in other ways. We could come to talk to you and have a debate about it. That could mean several things. Snoop Dogg had to clarify his intentions. Okay, that's not what he meant. Obviously, he clarified. I wouldn't have said nothing. I would have been dead silence. I would have been talking about some other junk. I would have been talking about Kobe Bryant. He's a legend. All this other stuff. I would have. But that's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. Real disrespectful. Okay. If she had did that. When Nipsey Hussle died. You know. Wonder if she did that. And this is why women like her. That's why men fear women like that, because there's no dealing with women like that. You can't say anything, you can't do nothing, you walk away. In a corporate matter, you walk away, you won't have to, you don't engage, but in a real format, Snoop Dogg, he deserves the right to say whatever, he wants to say. He's a legend, okay? He called her a dog-headed bitch. She is a dog-headed bitch. She's a sellout. She's a hoe. Even Diamond and Silk came out and said that junk, was fraudulent. Said that junk was bad. Like, it was awful in a way. Something like that. But they weren't even on the same page. And they'll suck Trump's dick to get him elected. But yeah, I mean, She ran that game. She got Oprah on the Today Show. I wouldn't apologize. Oh, that was the last thing I'm doing. Women can be all mad at me anyway. They can be mad at me all they want to. It's called staying on code. That's what it's called. They going after black men and not going after white men. Okay. You stay on code, because in the long run, it's going to get worse than it is now. And he apologized, so it's going to be far worse than it would have been if he didn't. And now you got all these people with the LGBT, all this cancel culture. I'm not canceling an individual, okay? I'm not going to trust an individual. They're not invited to the barbecue, so to speak. They're not invited to black events. They're not invited to fight for what we're fighting for, because what we've been fighting for decades now, they're not invited. They're not in the struggle. They can take a seat somewhere else. Sit with them white men they're not accepted. That's what that means. That doesn't mean I want harm to come to them, but they're not in the culture anymore. And then get Oprah to cry on television. And then he comes out I don't know why he apologized. I think that's the dumbest apology. The hoe is wrong, but Snoop apologizes. The hoe is dead wrong, but Snoop apologizes. That really doesn't make sense. I'm not apologizing for something, you know. And you know, Snoop Dogg's not the guy to come out with that anyway, because Snoop, they've been getting on Snoop Dogg for years about misogyny in his music, but talking about hoes and whatnot. We don't love them hoes, you know. Saying references to, you know, his songs and whatnot, and Dolores Tucker, they've been going after Snoop Dogg. And where the Dog Pound at? Where Corrupt at? Where all these people at? Where Daz at? You know, where Ice Cube? Where Dr. Dre at? Where they at? You know, it's just like they get on Eminem about using the other F word. I mean, but, and that's why he did that song with Elton John, which is another thing I wouldn't have done, but because they were protesting this man. But gay people were listening to music too, but that's a different issue. But where were they at? That's what I'm saying. Where were the support of black people, and especially black men? This is the new thing now. This is the very new thing, that you can't engage women. You can't engage women. You can't engage. You gotta disregard certain comments and do not engage. But I see Gail wouldn't have asked no man that. He wouldn't have asked. Unless it wouldn't ask no man that, none of Kobe's male friends that. And she didn't do that. She went after and got Lisa Leslie. And where was Lisa at? I get not agreeing that he called her a dog-headed bitch, a funky dog-headed bitch. But, I mean, come on, she's wrong. Y'all go after Snoop? Like, that doesn't make any kind of sense. Like, really? You made me get Phil Scott on here. Like, really? But y'all go after Snoop. She is not the victim. And then Susan Rice, with her white man, goes after Snoop, saying that meet him. I said, well, come on then. I would have said, come on. I'm not scared of y'all. Cause whatever they see is a whatever they see as a strength, they see as weakness to them. That's a weakness to them. If you're strong and masculine, they try to make you a bitch. Just like Terry Crews. Whatever is your strength, they try to make it your weakness. I see that. But yeah, you know, why can't men stand together, even though, you know, something against something totally so sexist, okay, and so evil and so corrupt and just full of white supremacy? Why can't black men stand together? Because we have other issues that we don't stand together on other than this one. We need to stand together as brethren.